You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Big Wigs. Hello. Welcome to another episode. We're in November. Happy Thanksgiving. I've already seen Christmas decorations. My girl, Anna. It's me, Dre. How are we doing?
I'm ready. I got excited to hear some Christmas music pop up, you know, and like a Duane Reade. The candy's out.
We're skipping Thanksgiving. We just moved on to Christmas. But it got me excited because I was done with Halloween.
Yeah, I was too. You know, I love horror movies. I love the spooky culture. But I was like, I like had a panic attack on Halloween. Do you remember how I told you I had all these events?
Yeah. Yes. Back to back. She quadruple booked herself.
I swear to God, I never have like anxiety when I'm out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully did.
Like, really?
Bad. Yeah. I was like, something's wrong with me tonight. Like, I don't know. I was mental. I went and saw Masquerade, which is like Sleep No More, but it's Phantom of the Opera, which was very cool to do on Halloween. And that was good. I think the show, I thought the talent was amazing. I thought the show was really cool. I don't love interactive theater. I've learned about myself like through many experiences. Like I like sitting and watching a show. Some people love to be a part of the act. You know what I mean? You're not like a part of the act, but you like move from room to room and everything.
Yeah, they want it to be super interactive. Yeah.
Right? You've done these before where you're like, it's almost like Haunted House, but like Broadway. Like yeah. It's like you're a part. And so I liked the show. Jared loved it. Like, we'll probably, he wants to go back because I didn't realize it's 8 casts that do this show in a night. 8. And they're so fucking talented. Because there's different. Because it's interactive. So, like, not everyone who sees the show in a night can go at one time. So you have an in time. So there's like 6 o'clock, 6:15, 6:30, 6:45. Like, depending on your group that you're like assigned to, like, you get tickets for a specific, you know, time, like, group.
I'm there.
And then you don't even realize. So like you're with a so there's 8 in a night, I guess. You're with a cast the whole time. So like if you loved it, you could go back, have a completely different cast. And like
this keeps it interesting.
It's wild.
You can go back 8 different times.
Probably. Yeah. And be like, I need the cast I didn't see yet. I don't know. They were really, really talented. And the space is really cool. I highly recommend it. I'm not just saying that. Like, I would probably go back and see it if someone was like, I really want to go see that. It's cool. Because I love Phantom of the Opera. You can't not, you know?
'Tis the season. Yeah. It's Halloween.
Yeah. And it's also like such a classic. And like, I love that music. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool because I love the music. But I like the parts where you get to go into a room and they're like, please sit here. And I'm like, oh, good. Now I'm an audience member. You know, I'm not like walking through like the tunnels. I don't know. But wait. So then we do the show and then we like, I know Halloween is busy. I drove that night.
Because bold of you. Where were you supposed to park?
Well, it was actually really easy to park in Midtown. And, sometimes you luck out, like, on a street after 7 p.m. But I literally, we didn't make it to one of the parties. And then we went to my friend Brad. You know Brad. We went to go stop by Brad's birthday.
Yes.
And Jared and I hadn't eaten. And we were like, oh, let's get food before. Dre, it took us an hour, to get from 57th Street to Canal Street. An entire hour. And then I was like, oh, let's go get like tacos because we don't have that much time. And it was so packed of people. Like, I know the parade is also on the west side. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was just I was like, I don't know what's worse if I was in an Uber, you know, and Jared was like, it's fine. I was losing my mind. I was losing my mind. And we finally like get to the bar and it was nice to see Brad and some of our friends who we have in common, like who we know, you know, like we caught up with some friends. But like then the bar, like also I get let into the bar and Jared doesn't because the guy goes, too many guys. I go, we're at this kind of a fucking place. Like, are you kidding me?
We're talking about male to female ratio here. What is this?
Yes. In 2025, I'm like,
wait, was this for a private party, though? Like you were going to meet people inside the bar?
No, well, we were meeting people. It wasn't private, but it was like, I guess he had like maybe a table reserved or something. I don't really know, like, because we were really just at the bar. We didn't like, people were just everywhere. But then like, I guess we went at the time when it got like super, super busy and there were just like tons of people. And like, I wasn't even really in a costume. I did Mel Robbins because I was like, well,
loved it. Loved it. Yeah.
That's an easy one. And some girl like who wasn't dressed, I was like, can I take your photo? And I didn't want to be a bitch. So I go, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what are you? She goes, I don't want to dress up. I just like looking at the costumes. And I was like, why is she taking photos of strangers? That like was the first
She's
thing that
documenting
happened.
It. I would have been like, tag me. Thanks.
Yeah. I was like, okay. She didn't even ask what's your name or anything. I was like, this is weird.
My and handle is.
I was like, you should probably tag Mel Robbins. And I just, there comes a point where I said to Jared even before we walked in when they were like lining us up, I was like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to go. I don't like crowded bars and it's Halloween and people are drunk. And I just like, I'm like.
Sensory overload. It was too much.
But that's, it was like, it was too much. Yeah. It was nice to see my friends. Like, I like that part. But other than that, I was like, I will never do this again on Halloween. Like, I can't go out like that. I stood there. We even had a drink. It was like, you know, $65 for two drinks. And
this is what the basic, bad rap of a city.
Basic drinks. And I was like, I want to go home so bad. Jared's like, we paid money for these drinks. Let's finish our drinks. And I was like, I just want to leave. I just want to go. And I was like, such a baby about it. And I came home and I made myself like a ramen. Like I'm in college. Like I was like, I didn't eat dinner. Like I was so miserable. Dre, I fully had a panic attack.
It's honestly, I'm not surprised because that's why people just, there's such a bad whole vibe in the city on Halloween. Like unless you're anywhere between 20 and 25 and your friend has a table or something and you're like, okay, and your feet are still fresh and you still have a lot of energy, the city's fun. But after that, no, it's not enjoyable.
I was like,
it's overpriced.
It wasn't even like my
crowded.
I was just like, wait, am I just not fun anymore? Like, I can't have fun right now. I was like, I have to be out of here. That's why I don't go out on New Year's. Like, I don't like.
Same exact thing.
I don't like it, you know? House Came party? Home.
Sure. Love it. I saw a meme that said, why don't house parties exist anymore? And the thing was just like, yeah, because nobody owns houses on this side. Like, when you live in a city, no one has a house, right?
We've got apartments
and it's tiny.
Ugh. I used to have parties. I used to have house parties in my tiny ass studio. I would have like every award show. I'd have at least 10 to 15 people. Like, I don't even know how. I'm like, wait, where did we sit? On the floor? On my bed? Like, I don't even fucking know.
That's how you do it, I guess. But yeah, we've kind of outgrown that. I mean, listen, I had a absolute suburban, if you want to call it boring, because now I live with my parents and we live in a very suburban area. So we did trick-or-treating on our deck for the kids.
That's nice, though.
It was cute. It was
in a way,
so...
it's like an homage. Like, you're like, oh, this was Halloween.
This
right?
is for the kids. Yeah. It was really cute, but it was honestly kind of dead. We do live a little bit close to like a major thoroughfare road. And so a lot of parents were like, oh, yeah, we don't really venture down your way. And I said, what are we? You can't come down our side. So we just have like 10 bags of candy that I've been eating now because we have leftovers. What do you do with your candy after? What do? You eat it.
I think you eat it until it's gone. Yeah. Or donate it or find a, I don't know, go to. So you can't even like bring it to a school and be like, hey, who wants candy?
You can't.
That's poison.
No, that's actually what it is. Parents are so scared nowadays. You can't even do it. And also it was windy and parents just were. I guess they're at that point where they're just looking at their kids like, yeah, we're not doing it this year. Sorry. Like, I'll
parents
buy you candy.
Are so
but
strict.
Parents are strict. Parents are scared. Parents are tired of the BS. It's over.
I was taking a Peloton class earlier and my Peloton instructor was like, my son had an Oreo for the first time. And let me tell you how that went down. And I'm like, the first time?
OK, Kourtney Kardashian.
I know. But I was like,
what in the granola
that was like a major
for household?
Food group of my childhood. Like I ate Oreos, like Oreos was like always in the cabinet. You know what I mean? I'm like,
people are revolting. They're thinking, okay, all of this is like manufactured. I just saw another article that our chicken is bathed in chlorine now to clean it off. So
honestly, I'm okay with that. I bathe my chicken in chlorine. I wash it so much. It's like probably not normal.
You know, what are we supposed to do now? So that all being said, you know, Halloween had our time. I watched Halloween Town. I watched Hocus Pocus. And then I said, I'm out. And now I'm ready for Thanksgiving. And I, the way that I'm so excited for the Thanksgiving Day Parade, you and me
are
both.
Are we
going to
live stream?
We're going to live stream.
I'm ready.
Listen.
Pajamas, live stream.
Pajamas and live stream.
We can wear our Moomoo pajamas and we can live stream.
I miss those Moomoo pajamas. I need to put them on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sip on a little Bloody Mary. A Bloody Maria.
I'll probably be in my parents' apartment.
Yep.
I'm ready to do it, though. I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
While our parents are like running around trying to like get dinner together, and you and me are just, oh my God, look at Snoopy.
That's I don't even know who's performing this year.
I hope
I love the
Cher.
Broadway performances. You know I live for those.
So good. And the Rockettes. Ugh. We live.
I love it. Wait, speaking of Broadway, I saw another Broadway show on Saturday night. I mean, an off-Broadway show. I saw Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion, like the musical.
And how was? Give us a rating. We need Anna's Broadway rating. Like, get a name for it
Broadway
so we can announce it. Yeah.
You know I like see shows like every week because it's like, why else would I live in New York City? It's my favorite thing to do. But I will say, I thought it got better as the show went on. It was like, it had all the tropes from the movie that I want, and the cast was really great. There was just like something missing. Maybe it was with the music. There was like something missing for me, you know? And they did the iconic dance, obviously, you know, the dance at the reunion with like the three of them. But it wasn't to Time After Time because, hello, that's a Cyndi Lauper song. And so they had like an original song. So it was like, it just felt like that was like a close. It was close.
Yeah. Could have been there. Almost was there, but wasn't quite.
Like, if you love the movie, definitely go see it. It's fun. You know, you can't go. Laura Bell Bundy is amazing. And she's my Elle Woods, you know, forever.
She's the Elle Woods. I know. When I saw her, I was like, there's never been a better casting for me personally. I just thought she's perfect. Yeah.
She does a good Romy. She's Romy. And she's like, Michelle, like, my foot is filling up with blood. Like, she does the, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, we should do them. I feel like we could do them really well.
I would love to. I need to see that show first. I feel like I need to complete.
Have you seen? You've seen the movie 100 times, right?
Yeah, but never. I didn't even know it was on Broadway.
Off Broadway, it's new. It just opened like a week ago.
Of course, I'm not up to date. This is why we need you. We need Anna's Broadway review.
I'm here to tell you it. Wait, something even funnier happened right after the show. It was during the World Series, the final game.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw my stories, but Jared was like, oh, we could just go to this bar. It's like around the corner. Like, I want to finish the game. Like, let's just watch it. Because it was like the eighth inning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We walk in, we sit down, we order, and it's like a fucking Blue Jays bar. Like, the whole bar is cheering for Toronto. And Jared's in there with his LA hat that he wore to the show that he watched on his phone like halfway through the musical. I'm like, he's definitely watching a baseball game, like in his jacket, you know, like.
Obviously, as men do, yeah.
And
have to be watching it.
We're in a Blue Jays bar, and I was like, Jared, you're gonna get hurt, like for cheering, because then LA started to win, and we were like, woo! And this guy was like, get out of my fucking way, and I was like, you're two. These fucking loser ass young guys, like so unattractive. I almost wanted to be like, do you want to ever
you're
date?
Tacky, and I hate you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was kind of, no. The men these days, no, the audacity, the gall, the balls.
Like, I was like, this is how you lose women. Like, literally, even just like surrounding you. Like, they're going to be like, ew, get this fucking loud guy away.
Same thing happened to me at a bar. We were like, oh, can we like share this table with you? And they were like offended that we asked. And meanwhile, they had nobody with them. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You don't want four women with you at your table just to
guys?
Share? Yes, they were in there. They were like maybe 22. I was like, are you guys on crack? I'm sorry. It's as if they're
that's
like
a movie scene.
Straight up. I was so offended. I said, you know what? I've lost all faith in men. I don't even know what to say about this. Like, there's not even chivalry, not even like, oh, yeah, let me pull this chair up for you. No, it was like, you can't even sit with us. I'm done.
Sometimes I like to tease Jared and I'll be like, do you think you would like lose your mind if you were single right now? Like having to date again?
Yeah.
And I always want him to be like, yeah, it would be so tough and like this and that. And he'd be like, I'd be fine.
I do want to put a pin in that because I forgot about the article that came out about.
We have to talk about that.
We have to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get into that. And then Sunday, Marathon Sunday in New York City, we had.
It was a weird, busy weekend. Like, to go from Halloween on a Friday, and then Saturday was this, like, midday with the... Then it was, like, the World Series, and then it was the New York City Marathon. I know for people that don't live in New York, you wouldn't get it, but it was kind of crazy.
Spoken like an obnoxious New Jerseyer.
Literally, it's always us.
I'm like, wait, were you in the city for that day? I'm from the greater New York area.
No, I actually stayed. My friend was staying at her cousin's sick ass West Village apartment, like a duplex West Village apartment. Are you kidding me?
Nice.
So we stayed there on Saturday night and then Sunday morning, caught the path right over back to Jersey at 8 a.m.
Oh, you didn't stay for the marathon.
I did not stay for the marathon, even though I really wanted to, but I did not.
I watched it.
I saw you. No, it's such an incredible. It's so incredible.
Yeah.
I say that from someone who didn't go to see it, but the videos make me so, so happy.
Can I be honest? Every time I watch, I'm like, I think I could do it. I think I could do it.
Do you want to do a Big Wigs marathon?
I mean, I got invited because I posted I could do it. And someone was like, do you want to run for our charity next year? And I was like, okay. But like, here's the thing. I ordered a jacket and the earmuffs to run in the cold. It was a beautiful day on Sunday, I got to say. And then I was like, okay, I could run in the cold. And then Monday, I don't know if you saw, I ran 2 miles and I was really complaining about my ears hurting from the cold. It got cold.
Yeah. No, I can't run in the cold. But ears, like detached frostbite.
I had the like felt, what is it? The fleece thing too. And I was like, why are my ears hurting? And I have AirPods.
So you're saying, but it was warmer on Sunday, though. So it didn't.
Much warmer.
The runners were not doing as bad.
I was like, I could do it today.
Were you? Now, on Sunday, I could run a marathon.
Monday, I was like, I think it wore off.
Yeah. When were you invited, though? For this year or next year?
Next year. Well, because like I posted I could run a marathon. I'm this inspired. Year.
Gotcha.
And so someone reached out. She was very nice. I don't know if she listens to the podcast, but if you do, I might take you up on it.
I'm so supportive of this.
I mean, you have to run too.
I did say I need somebody to just be like, hey, let's go. We're doing this. And then but I have always put it on my life.
I've never run more than 3 miles.
I'm not saying I would be good at it. I'm saying, yeah, I've never run more than maybe 6 miles. And that's my limit. I'm like, yeah, six is feels very long.
Six is double what I've ever done.
Six is long.
That's long. Okay. Also, if I run for a charity, I worry, are they going to be like, she better make it in before the sun goes down? Like, because I might.
That's the other thing. You have to share your timed miles. It's like, okay, if it takes me longer, then.
Scary.
Yeah, I want to believe. I mean, the training in itself is going to be very hard for me because you have to be extremely disciplined. So, but that'd be good for us.
I don't know how to like, do you join like a training group or something? Like, do you like
you can join like a run club, but there's also an app and every day you're running this amount of miles and then this amount of miles. And the most miles you run, I think, is maybe like 20. Like you never really, when you're training, you don't run the full 26. Yeah. So like those last 6 miles, it's a wild card.
That's why you need those people out there fucking yelling for you.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. This brings me to the point. You know, have you ever had a feeling and you can't express it? You just don't know the term for it?
Sure.
For a long time, I've always thought this. And until somebody posted about it, I have never had a term for it. But I get really emotional or excited when I see humans collectively coming together for one cause and they're super happy. Like, I just start bawling. I think it's the most amazing thing because we're so divided right now, especially this time.
I mean, yeah.
Just crazy division.
So seeing everyone together cheering makes you like emotional.
Yes, I got so happy about it. And my friend Angelina, she posted about it and she's like, why am I so emotional about this? I need a term. And she posted it. It's called collectiveness effervescence. And I thought, what a whimsical.
Collectiveness effervescence.
Collective effervescence. Sociological concept. I'm going to give you the definition because there's no way I could describe it. Describing the heightened energy and emotion individuals experience when gathered for a group activity, creating a shared sense of belonging and solidarity. This sociological fizz is a feeling of intense shared energy.
Okay.
I love it. I'm going to get it tattooed.
Collective effervescence.
My neck, collective effervescence. No, but I just think that's so beautiful. And it is a little rah-rah, but I love the term for it.
I like it. That's very nice. When you asked me that, do you want to know where my brain went when you were like, do you ever have a feeling that you can't describe?
I would love to know where your head went.
I get so emotional and choked up over American Idol auditions. Everything's on the line when you get up there, or AGT auditions or The Voice, any of those shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't explain it, but I am just like, I don't care if they're bad or they're good. They are up there. And this is the one moment that their whole life has been leading toward, like for a lot of those people.
Yeah.
And I've attempted to do it in my life, but I was like, I always am like, like, yeah. I feel like I'm going to cry no matter what, happy or sad.
I just love, yeah, I agree with you with the sob stories. They always have these sob stories and they're like, I got like 10 brothers and sisters. This whole audition is riding like the line. Like I'm going to save my family. Right. And then there was just severe loss.
But not even the story, Dre, just the feeling of standing up there and singing. And yeah. Maybe it's because I'm like, I've tried it. Like, it's like a lot to be like, this is my one moment.
Yeah.
To be so good. Like I've had big auditions in person where I'm like, this is it, Anna. Yeah. Don't, if you fuck this up, you end your life right here. Like,
there's nothing after this. Nothing to live for after this. Yeah. I could fully get that too. There's definitely a term for that.
Yeah. What is that term? Collective American idleness. I don't know. Like, American Idol effervescence. Audition Simon, effervescence.
Audition Simon Cowell ever effervescence.
Not even him, but like, you know, just being there. And when they're yeah. like, okay, the stage is yours. And you're yeah. like, you know, there's a lot of kids who do it. And you're just like, oh my God. Like, anyway. If that happened to me as a kid, I'd probably, like, I don't know, I'd not be a human today. Like, if you had to experience that so young, like, that's your moment. And, like, if it went, great. If it didn't.
The little kids that do blow it out of the water, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
And America's Got Talent, too. When those little kids are dancing or singing, amazing.
Throwing each other up in the air, like, fucking cheerleading, like. It's like Star Search was, like, it for kids when, like,
yeah.
you know, our parents were younger or, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I feel that was a weight was lifted off me just explaining that. It's such a beautiful, such a beautiful.
Wait, can I say one thing? When I was like on Monday or Sunday, when I was like, I could run a marathon. Like, what yeah. if I run the marathon? Jared's like, it's hard to get in. I'm like, well, look, I got an invite from a nice woman. I was like, wasn't that hard? I just had to express my desires. And he's like, I don't think you could do it. He doesn't believe in me in that way. And I'm like,
Anna,
so now I'm like, now no, you I should do it.
Have to do it.
Just so for the rest of our lives, I can be like, remember when you didn't think I could run a marathon and I did?
You could bring that up every time you wanted
every
to.
Day. Or should I just like break up? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, am I looking for something?
That's actually another good point. It's like, actually, you don't have faith in me and we're done. Because like, what's the equivalent of you saying that to him? I don't think you're going to continue booking jobs. I don't think you're,
I don't know. No, he better book jobs. I need him to book jobs. I'm going to be training for a fucking marathon. I can't work.
Exactly. I'm going to be busy.
Do they pay you to do that? No, that's on your own volition.
Yeah. I mean, what did you say when he said that, though?
I guess I have to sign up. I was like, well, you know, it's like someone telling you, like, I don't think you should do that. And you're like, well, yeah. now I fucking have to.
Now I gotta show you.
I like to prove, yeah, you know, that's how Steve was born. He was like, you're not funny anymore. And then I did Steve and he laughed so hard. I was like, well, this must be good.
Well,
Miranda, I would walk around my apartment, you know, like trying to get him like to love me again. I'm like, are you horny yet? Miranda? And he'd be like,
ha. You really loved that one. That one was like love for him. Eyes popping out of the socket, love.
Literally. Anyway, we have some pop culture to get into. I think we should take a quick break. Now that we're all warm and fuzzy inside, thinking about that group of people watching the marathon.
Collective effervescence. All right, I'm going to collect myself. I'm going to collectively effervescence
I think you should
myself.
Get it. When we do merch, that's a good t-shirt.
That is. It's such a conversation starter. We're
yeah. What does that mean?
What does that mean? Like, I'll tell you.
Okay. Be like, you ever watch a marathon? It's that. All right, we'll be right back.
We're back in, and immediately I want to jump into this because we both talked about it and then our eyes lit up. We have to talk about the Vogue article.
Yeah. What's the title of it? Is having a boyfriend embarrassing now?
This has sparked a lot of controversy.
I mean, I apologize if it is, because I've said my boyfriend, Jared, maybe four times so far on this episode. So if you're still in here listening, you're a real one, you know? Because
people have already, people have muted you. People have, according to this article, more people than I thought are upset when they follow or they have to hear boyfriend in any sort of like social setting or social media, which I don't feel.
See, here's the thing. So they also say that girls, I think this article is also targeted at straight women with boyfriends. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not targeted as like
right.
couples, you know, or like married couple. It's like straight. It's like literally targeting me. Straight women with boyfriends. And
yeah.
They were saying that like people are like not showing like their full face on Instagram. Like you'll see like a hand on the table or like, you know, something romantic that's not necessarily like a man in the photo. Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Something they did for you or whatever. Like, that's already annoying. Like, just mm-hmm. fucking show your boyfriend if you're, I don't know, right? Unless you're, like, literally Jennifer Aniston, you have to, like, soft launch, like, or else people are going to stalk him. Like,
yeah, I loved that soft launch. It was so demure. It was so mindful. It was very cute. It really was.
It was cutesy.
It was cutesy. Yeah.
But this whole article is basically, there was one line that says the social... to me, it feels like the result of women wanting to straddle the two worlds, one where she can receive the social benefits of having a partner, right, being in a mm-hmm. relationship, but also not appear so boyfriend obsessed that they come off as culturally loserish.
Okay.
So when did we decide it was loserish to have a boyfriend? Because I feel like it's like the age old thing, right?
Right. Exactly. Well, I think we've been taught this narrative for so long that your worth is in your relationship, or like you're able to finally find somebody and they fell for you and they devote their whole lives for you. But now we're shifting away from that because women have more rights. Women have, they want more success in the professional world. So now
I would edit out the women have more rights. I think we were losing more rights as we speak, but
this is true. But in terms of we have more options for a profession, like there's not just pigeonholing us. We have some freedom in that, but I totally get what you're saying. We can vote
for now.
For right now, hopefully.
Yeah.
For this moment in time.
But I don't know.
I think also you have to decide. Like, obviously, you don't want to just have all your content be about your boyfriend. Duh. But like some women, actually, I have followed them. Their entire content is the day in the life of a fiance, the day in the life of a wealthy. And if you don't want to follow them, you don't follow them. You know what I mean? But I think there is something to be said about that. Like, obviously, you're not going to make all you and me. Our posts are mostly comedy related, but you also share your life. And Jared is a part of your life.
Yeah. And I think it's fun to share him because it's like, I don't know. Exactly. I share like what I eat. Why wouldn't mm-hmm. I share the man I live with? But I do think it's funny. Like, I think back, I'm like, well, what gave me the ick? There were friends who I think once they got married, loser. Yeah. Right. Once they got married, they made it their whole fucking personality. Or once they had a baby, I mean, I had to mute, you know, mm-hmm. I got all the love in the world for them. But like it became their entire feed. And I was like, you used to be like, I used to relate to you, I guess. And it's like, and now I don't on a certain level.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't dislike them for having kids, but I'm like, OK, well, if that's your whole feed now, I don't really care. Am
it's
I awful?
No. I honestly do think that's what this is kind of talking about. As we're like going through all these different shifts in what's like the normal family view and what looks like the perfect life trajectory for you is different for everybody.
It's different for everyone. And I'm not to say like I shit on everyone who has a kid. Not at all. I have some friends who have like multiple children and I think they're so funny and cute. I love when they share them because it's not their whole personality. You know,
right.
It's
just
like, oh, yeah, they do have three kids. That's funny. Like my sister's kids are funny, you know, like mm-hmm. she posts them, but she doesn't only post them. It's not like her. Maybe she does. Maybe I should tell her to chill the fuck out with the post.
Actually, she's posting way too much about her kids, and I don't want to see them anymore. Like, wait, this is an interesting point, though. The article argues that being partnered is no longer carrying the same achievement status it once did for many women. Being single is increasingly seen as a valid, even desirable status now.
I believe that. As a woman who's been in a relationship for a long time, I think it's bomb to be skinny. To be single.
Okay, Bethany Frankel.
What just happened to me? That was like a Freudian slip of like boomer generation. I think it's amazing to be skinny.
Oh my God. That's so good.
I had a friend.
Okay, tell us how you feel.
I had a friend, and I don't think she listens to our show, but this came up recently. She's dating someone, and it's like getting serious, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm so excited for you. That's great. And she seems all happy, and she's so into it. And she goes, wait a minute, though. Like, you and Jared, like, she's like, but like, you share a bed? Like a
wait,
room?
What?
Like, she was like, I sleep. Like, she's been, has her own place. And so she's now dating this guy seriously. Yeah. And she's like, you know, like, I can't imagine, like, living with him. Like, you guys share a room, a bed? I go, yeah, yeah. With two dogs. Like, it's crowded. But, like, and she, it was so funny because I'm like, that's such a not, like, she was like, oh, that would be such an adjustment if we, like, have to live with each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it definitely is. And you really learn a lot about a person.
Beyond traveling or living, you learn everything. Go on some trips before you move in.
Sweat, you need to,
right?
Yes, that was a big thing with Nick and me. We traveled very different.
Did you?
Yes, he needs, for him to feel like more secure and like he's got things under control, he needs to get there with proper time, have time to check in the bags. You know, you and me, girl, we be getting there with just enough time to hit the security line and then race out of breath to the line. And then you're the last person to enter the plane. And it's not saying like I love that, but it doesn't bother me. I know it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I actually love being the last to enter the plane. I don't want to sit on that.
That's the other thing I always wonder about. I'm like, the less time I'm in that stuffy ass stinky, I mean, they're not stinky, but they are. Like, if you really think about it, you're sharing air for 3-4 hours with other humans. You're just like, just breathing in everybody's bodily stench. And then the guy brings over freaking wings on the plane. And now you're sniffing garlic parm for 3 hours. I'd rather not. I'd rather be hitting the ball. I would love to have time to have a lounge glass of wine.
Yeah.
Or a beer, you know, and then I'll race to the line. But travel with your partner, because you can really tell so much. Also, just about how you handle stressful situations is important.
Yeah, totally.
It's so big. But yeah,
even with friends in college, like rooming with someone was like, wait, we're friends, but I hate living with you. I had a roommate who she was like, I don't want to pay for anything. And then I'm like, you're fucking watching HBO all day that I pay for because I wanted HBO, bitch.
Exactly.
Don't fucking do that. You know, and then you resent each other. And then you're like, who touched my yogurt? Yeah. You know,
I know.
But I don't know. I guess I'm a loser. I've always been a loser if I have a boyfriend now, you know?
That's the thing, though, because I have seen people be like, I've been single for like 8 years and this is such a good article. The point of it is that we shouldn't be looking down on women, I think, that are single. They're just exploring different things.
I think it's in the minority. Maybe that's the wrong word. It is not cool to be a straight in a hetero relationship like it once was, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think just like more people are queer, more people are exploring other, you know, situations and options and genders. And I think that's great. I think it's cool that people can just fucking be free and be who they want to be and like feel open to like finding, you know, a partner in a gender maybe that you didn't expect yourself to date when you were in high school, whatever. I think that's great, but I do think it's so funny that it's like, well, so a straight woman having a boyfriend, ew, like you guys are so fucking old school. That's
so
lame as
joogie.
Hell.
Ew.
Joog.
But I did put this into El Chat GPT-o, El Chatio DPT-o. Basically, the big takeaway is exactly what you're saying. The article is not saying having a boyfriend is embarrassing, but publicly showcasing that relationship on social media has become more complicated and people are quick to judge.
We need a follow-up of wedding content. I think we need a follow-up. I'm starting to believe people are only getting married for the content now.
Anna, I can't even go one post scroll without wedding content.
It's also like there are now, I mean, hey, it's great because it's given people jobs. There are now content creation companies that will do photos, posts, TikToks,
videos,
all the fucking trends, all
social
the videos.
Media.
For your social media only. They're not wedding photographers or wedding, you know, videographers. They're literally there to make content. And I'm like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Right? Because you can't get married and not put it on TikTok.
How will anybody know that you got married if you're not posting about it?
Literally.
Literally. And if I don't have an average 5 TikToks about my wedding and my getting ready, GRWM.
I enjoy it. Like, because I watch a lot of TikTok.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, wait, I think about, I put myself in those, in that situation. I'm like, what? Should I get married for the TikToks? Like,
my thing is, and you know me, when I'm in those situations, like, I just like making videos about fun stuff, but like the wedding of it all, it would stress me out so much. I'd be like, I just want to get married. Can I just walk down the aisle? I can't make a TikTok right now about like my before and after. I think
I would be the opposite. And I'd be like, hold the fucking room. They can wait 10 minutes. I have to get this lip sync correct.
Yeah. No, it always amazes me because
my hair is done.
When you're, especially at the rehearsal, the after party, like the reception.
Yeah.
The last thing, I'm amazed that people even have the time. But yeah, you would be like, we're not cutting the cake right now. I'm finishing these three TikToks and you're going to have to wait. Me, I'm like, I am so overwhelmed. I would be so overwhelmed. Just like saying hi to everybody.
Can everyone please learn this dance in 5 seconds? Hold on.
We need a mass mob, like a mass flash mob. And everybody has to learn the dance moves. It is really impressive, though, when they do have that, all the content. And I'm so impressed how they word everything. They're like vendors, flowers, hair, makeup, like the dress. This was designed. It's a full time.
But then I'm like, you cloned yourself. Did someone else post this or did you have the time to sit in a bathroom and fucking tag everything?
I always wonder that as well. You know that they're pre-tagging that shit. Like,
right?
You, oh my God, they're scheduling it. Again, something that I simply, won't be able to do. I'll have to hire a team.
Exactly. Well, there are multiple companies now that just do that, the wedding teams.
Yeah. Question for you, though, on relation to relationships. How soon, because this article also talks about subtle launching, Jennifer Aniston, she's been together with this guy, but she's kind of like slowly announcing that they're like,
yeah,
you know.
I think it's only been like 6 months or so.
Okay, so that's the question. How soon after you're dating somebody would you say is appropriate to start soft launching on social media?
Oh, God. I'd say probably 6 months, maybe 3 or 4 months. I think once you have the conversation, are we exclusive to each other? Do we love each other? Like, and I think you should have that conversation. Like, if you're a poster, are you cool with me posting you? Like, I would get permission.
Love a guy that just doesn't really use social media because they don't even have to tag you. You know, it's kind of even more mysterious. It's like, he doesn't have social media.
Jared never posts and I beg him to.
I like it, though, because he
does sometimes. Once in a blue moon, he'll get when he's on vacation.
Yeah, I was going to say the vacations. He's always on there.
Yeah, he wants to brag about being on a vacation. I don't know. But vacation or like if it's like a birthday or a dog's birthday, like a special occasion. It has to be a special occasion.
The dog's, but the puppy's birthday is, oh my God, they got their own in-feed post. Static.
He was like, I did it before you. Like, how late are you?
I was like, yo.
I post them every fucking day.
Chill?
Every day is their birthday on my Instagram. Are you kidding me? Every day.
Okay. So don't try to bring this on me.
All day long, I'll be like, look at the dogs. Take a photo of them. And then he'll take the cutest photo of them and I'll be like, post it. And he'll be like, for a rainy day. Like, he won't post it.
Save them. Oh, he'll save them for the birthdays.
Yeah. Or I'll be like, post me. Aren't I so cute? I'll be like, post me. And he's like, no. You guys, I'm the worst. Okay. This article was written for me. It was like, she should just be embarrassed to be a girlfriend.
Like, all girlfriends, honestly, you guys are choogy and embarrassing, and that's enough for you.
People also gave up on asking when we're getting married, you know, because we've been together so long.
Yeah.
They gave up on that. Like,
I love when you put those question boxes and everyone's always like, so when are you and Jared getting married?
Always. Why hasn't he put a ring on it? Like, it's his fault. I'm like, if he got down on one knee in the last 9 years and said, will you marry me? I'd probably be like, I'm sorry. We did not have this conversation. I did not pick that ring out.
It's hideous. I don't know where you thought I wanted an emerald cut, but I didn't.
Have you met me? I got to pick it out.
Yeah, obviously. It's got to be styled. That is interesting that I feel like 3 months is 3 to 6 months is good. There was this video of a girl that she was taking a picture with this guy and they hadn't said I love you yet. And she's like, come on, take a picture with me. But she was recording and she's like, take a picture with me like you love me. He's like, but I do love you. And she's like, oh my God. And then he got so embarrassed and his whole face got red and he was like, delete the video. Delete it now. I didn't say that. And
then they were like, British.
Collective effervescence. Like, I really felt like I was a part of it. That's so cute. And I want to use it.
Do you remember, this might be before your time, this might be where our ages come into play, but do you remember when you were in a relationship, Facebook was where you broke the news first?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Andrea Lopez relationship.
In a relationship. This was big news.
And then the hard launch was adding the person. I feel like we've talked about this recently.
Yeah.
The hard launch is adding the person.
Yeah.
Now, I guess it's like the soft launch is a hand. Mm-hmm.
A hard launch is a face, right? Like,
yeah.
Like happy birthday.
You show a hand or... Recently, my friend just posted, like, happy 2 years, and I had not even a clue. I said, who is this? 2 years with who? You've been with him for 2 years?
So I maybe they waited 2 years to launch.
This is hard launch at the two-year mark. Okay, Brittany. It's not Brittany, but I haven't... She's a college friend, and I haven't seen her in a while, and I said, whoa. And then, of course, immediately, you race to her page, and you go, what?
Scroll, yeah.
Scroll, try to find the math, divide the two. I mean, I'm the woman in the meme with all the equations. Like,
I had a friend who I was texting with, and we, like, caught up. I haven't seen him in a while, and I texted him because he came up in a video.
Yeah.
And he's not really big on social media, but I, like, hadn't seen him in a while. And I was, like, I sent him the, like, link, and I was, like, excuse me. Like, I haven't seen you in so long. Like, how are you? And we caught up for, like, 5 minutes. We texted. And he sends me a photo of his dog, who I know. And I was, like, oh, looks great. Like, love him. And then I was, like, my puppy's just turned 2. Can you believe? And he goes... Puppies, send a pic. As if...
What?
And then I was like, I know you don't do much on social media, but you haven't seen my dogs in 2 years?
But be for real.
And then I felt like, how much of a friend am I, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm catching up with you because I'm seeing, you know, what you're doing in the world.
Exactly.
You don't know I have these dogs.
And you didn't want to catch up with me and my life and my updates?
Maybe. He did, but he was like, send the dog. And I was like, send them what are they doing right now? Or is it like, you have 2 dogs? Send a picture.
Kind of crazy.
Crazy. I don't know. To each his own on social media, I think. If you are getting a partner just to launch them on social media... Good for you. Honestly, that's why I got a dog in the first place. So,
yeah, that's true.
People are like, you got a dog at like 20 years old. And I'm like, yeah, I wanted to put him on Instagram. Duh.
Oh, yeah. You know, listen, the next time I get even the smallest of checks, I'm launching the dachshund. Like, it's just
launching on Instagram, or are you going to get a dog?
I'm getting a dog and I'm launching her.
You will. Can I just say something? You will, in the first 6 months of having that puppy, you will be like, oh, this is so expensive because you have to get like the shots and the checkups. And then you will never think of it as an expense in your life again. Yes, it hurts a little to go to the vet once a year or whatever, twice a year, whenever you go. But you don't think of it as like money lost. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It hurts in the moment
so much.
It brings me more joy. I can't live without my animals. Like, it brings me the most joy in the day. And anyone with a dog will tell you, like, it's not like that, you know?
I totally get that.
Who needs a man who needs a boyfriend when you're going to have a fucking dog?
Boyfriends are embarrassing. Dogs are cool. Okay. And that's the daily. And really any animal. Okay. We're not just saying dogs. Listen, we have other things to get to. We're down to the wire. We've really just been chit chatting away here.
It was kind of fun, though. That article really stirred it up for me, you know?
It really did. No, I love that article a lot. And I need to like really fully read it and get into it and like write notes about it because I feel like I could learn a lot from it.
Yeah.
As someone who's single. Anyway,
that way to suck the air down. I think it's cool to be single, according to this article. So embrace it. Get a fucking dog. Don't get a man.
Single era. Let's talk about All's Fair because it just came out. And
yeah,
the
you
press,
texted me.
The press of it all has been more of the buzz than even the TV show.
You texted me because did you how many episodes are out?
Only, I think, 3. And then the next one comes out November 8th or the 11th or something. So they're, like, piecemealing it. But 3 are out right now. I watched, like, 15 minutes of the first episode.
That's what I've seen most people saying they're watching. It got a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Girl, the reviews are in and they're not looking hot.
They're not looking good. But you know what? Throughout all the bad reviews, you know Kris Jenner was like, best show number 1 on Netflix. Go.
I want to do a little interview.
Kimberly.
I want to do a little interview with Kris Jenner right now because, Kris, you were also exec produced. You EP'd on this with Ryan Murphy. How does that feel for you?
It felt amazing to get the chair. I loved the chair. Did you see? With my name on it.
I mean, they took the time to engrave your name on it.
That was so sweet. It really was amazing. I've never felt like such a big Hollywood celeb before.
From sex tapes to EPing on a major Hollywood production.
I mean, Ryan Murphy.
How was it sharing clinking glasses with Glenn Close?
She is so fabulous. I have been obsessed with her since Fatal Attraction. I think she's just one of the great actors of our time. And for Kimberly to be in her first big series with Glenn Close.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
How is Sarah Paulson?
Like another daughter, really.
She's my favorite on this whole press tour when her. So Sarah and
she
Kim
loves
have been.
Kim.
She loves Kim. They can't even control themselves. They have laughing fits. Like, I'm obsessed with it. I love this relationship because I would never put them two together if I was making friendship goals. Like,
I love them.
I love it. It's an unlikely duo, and I'm very supportive.
Everyone wanted to, I only saw it on the Kardashians, which we're going to get into in another episode, but like everyone wanted to kill them because they had the giggles together. They couldn't stop laughing.
Glenn said, I swear if you screw this up, stop laughing.
Niecy Nash was like, these two, I can't.
Niecy's so good. The cast is really good, but here's my first 15 minute take. They're almost too glam. I'm distracted by the glam. I almost think that they relied on that to kind of add that extra layer because the acting and the dialogue isn't fully where it could be. Kim, I'm seeing her acting chops. I am, but she has no expressions on her face. It's too much Botox. So it's lost in that. She's very, I know. I'm seeing it, but I don't know. Sarah Paulson is saving. I mean,
she's such a strong actress
that it makes it a little believable. But there was
Mianica.
One scene. Sarah Paulson, never forget.
Mianica.
Another Ryan Murphy classic.
She can do any role.
She really can, especially like the whole American Horror Story of it all. Like she's so good, but.
It's
if
really,
you guys didn't know what that was her Linda Tripp when she was
Mianica. I need to talk to you.
I love her lips. I want to impersonate just Sarah Paulson's lips. It's very like,
I know.
There was one scene where Kim, did you see the entry of Kim when she's walking into the house and she's telling the chef dinner at 6, pulls out her dress, she puts her keys in. It's a very like walkway sweeping shot. In the show, it's in the first episode, within the first 5 minutes. Like, you see her come into her humongous house. It's a very nice, like, introduction to her character.
Okay.
She's obviously a boss-ass bitch, but she's with her, I guess, her husband of 5 years or something, and he forgets, in quotation marks, their anniversary. And anyway, he brings out this, like, massive rock, this ring, and he gives it to her, and then she, like, hops on top of him. And the last time we've seen Kim, like, hop on top of somebody, it was Reggie Bush in, I don't know, season 2 of Keeping Up with Kardashians. Like, she straddles this white man with a ponytail, with a man bun, and it was just, like, you know that's not Kim's type. So the whole time, I'm just imagining Kim, like, on top of this hot, it's a whole funny situation.
I'm excited to watch. I said to Jared, I do want to watch, but the reviews I read said kind of exactly what you said. Like, thank God. But they were like, thank God for the glam and costumes, because that's what is keeping me watching. I just want to see what they wear.
Yes. It's also all about like legal struggles and divorce. They're divorce attorneys. And it's just, I don't know. It's very hard to be believable when I'm just staring at Kim Kardashian. It is a little distracting, I have to say. They look phenomenal, though.
Someone else wrote a quote I saw that was like, yeah, of course the reviews are bad. Men can't handle an all-female law firm defending women against men.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, exactly. Makes me want to be a lawyer, though.
Really? Do you think you'd want to be a lawyer?
Probably not a divorce lawyer. It definitely isn't very effervescent. I would feel sad most of the time. I'd be like,
that's
okay.
That's your word of the day.
It really
is. That's going to be in the title of this episode.
Effervescent fizz. It means fizz, and I'm losing myself here, but
love it. Okay, can I give you one quick update? Dancing with the Stars last night.
Yes.
Obviously, we're recording on a Wednesday, but Dancing with the Stars last night, Andy made the cut.
This man may win it. This man may take the trophy. Wait, is he doing that amazing?
Danielle official, Topanga, was kicked off.
Sad.
She was doing really well. She like was really good. She had a good night. Like,
yeah.
now it's like, you know, they're in like the quarterfinals and Andy's very likable and people are voting. The fandies have come out. And
absolutely.
It's so funny. I saw today that the guy who played Sean on Boy Meets World, I forget the actor's name, but he was like, the judges, they're not fair to Danielle. Like, she should have been in. Like fans are like, you know, yelling at the judges because Andy's still in over other good dancers.
It's kind of wild. Listen, he's got the support of the social media, the fans. What are they called? Fandies?
The fandies love him. Yeah. He's like, I feel like fucking Mariah Carey with all these people being like,
like a supporter.
The fandies. And they're all on TikTok being like, vote for Andy.
He's got, I mean, never did he really think that this would bring on such a revival of a fandom. This has a whole new fan base now based on Dancing with the Stars.
I love it. Also, Flavor Flav was a judge last night. The man couldn't find his numbers to hold up for the scores.
To save his life.
For the whole night. He at one point, he held up two fives and they were like, is that a 10? He's like yeah.
Sir.
And,
incredible.
He was a great, I think we should have him every week. Like, he was such a funny addition to the panel because like, they're also like, I really love the moves. You know, your energy was great. He was like, that was fire. Like, you're like.
Was he wearing his clock?
Of course. Yeah. He fully Flava Flaved. Of course. You know?
We need him on. I need him on every single week.
I loved him. I thought he was great. But it's coming down to the wire. Like, how much further will Andy go? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know. Another person that has huge fans. I'm number one. Luigi Mangione.
Oh, yeah. Is he in jail still?
He's in jail. Okay. He is still, we're still working on his appeal. But did you see his new picture that just came out?
No.
It's on Reddit. It's
I thought you were going to say it's on People's Sexiest Men Alive.
I'm sorry, but honestly, he could have been a second runner-up. I'm just saying.
He could have been.
I'm just saying. Luigi is pictured with fellow inmates at the at his Brooklyn jail. I'm sorry, but... Listen, this looks like the most eclectic, mixed up group.
I can't see it. I can't get on Reddit.
You're blocked from Reddit. That's right. That's right. Circa the Eladia incident.
I'm blocked from Reddit still. And honestly, for the best, right? You can call me a loser for fucking having a boyfriend. At least I'm not on Reddit like all these motherfuckers.
With the other. Okay, I'm sending it to you via text because I need your reaction. It's really... I mean, this kind of reminds me of Teresa Giudice and her inmates' friends. I love it. It's giving community. It's giving diversity. I love it. Do you see it?
It's giving Shawshank Redemption, like, who's Shawshank Redemption, but like boy band, you know? Yeah.
Guess who's back? All right. No,
he's definitely the lead singer of the boy band.
He really is, but I would say the gentleman in the front, though, I think he's got star power as well.
He does. I think he like is the manager of the group, and then like he's guy the in the back with the dreads. He's a good dancer. Like, I can already tell, you know, like he's like.
And what
JC.
Are you saying about the man on the right? He's the CFO of the company.
Yeah. He does.
And the
man like
and the gentleman on the left is for sure security because he looks like he could rock you.
This photo's going up on our Instagram and our carousel of things we talk.
Absolutely. But why does Luigi look like he is the ringleader? He's in the complete back in the middle. He's taking up the whole. It's like Luigi's the guy.
Honestly, I don't know if there's like an AI, you know, like music video maker, but we need everybody. We need their mouths to do it. Rock your body.
There's such a
There's
boy
five
band.
Of them. They're all in costume. Like, they're all like fucking ready
matching.
To run.
Matching. Yeah. I love it. It has made my week better seeing that photo.
He looks taller than I remember.
He looks big. Is this an AI generated photo now that I'm thinking about it?
Probably. I don't know.
Damn well could be. Yeah, we can either talk about People's Sexiest Man or we can talk about J-Lo maybe kissing Ben.
That I saw this video.
To be AI. Okay, tell me about this video you saw.
No, it's like a woman. I mean, it doesn't look AI. It looks like it's outside of a car. I have to find it. And it's this, and they're like, maybe Google, like put on TikTok, like J-Lo and Ben kissing. Maybe it'll pop up. But it's literally like them like arm in arm, like hugging and they're like kind of kissing. And there's a woman who's like seems like a PR, like, you know, she works for one of them or whatever. She probably works with J-Lo. And you hear the paparazzi going, oh, you're so nice. You're so nice. And then, like, they split up and J-Lo, like, high fives Ben. He, like, slaps her butt or something and she, like, high fives him. And it's, like, playful. And it's like mom and dad got back together. Like, you're like, wait, you have to find this video. I showed Jared.
This was recent because we saw them at the Kiss of the Spider-Woman. He came out to support. Obviously, he's on the...
Yeah, I don't think they have bad blood or anything. I really want to find it. J-Lo, Ben kissing. Okay, here it is. Here it is. I'm going to send you this in a text. You guys, I need your reaction because I was like, oh my God. I don't think this is AI. It's really shaky unless that's part of the appeal. It's the first thing when I said J-Lo, Ben, it's the first thing that popped up. Okay.
It is definitely a paparazzi video. Okay.
Yeah. Is this AI though? Is that woman fake? Watch them kiss. And then he like slaps her hand and they like, do like a little like. And then this woman walks.
Yes. A little playful moment. Wow.
I mean. She's happy. She's like smiling.
You know, they'll always have that playful. Listen, it's mom and dad, and they always have that. It's like this, like, sexual tension / friendship.
But when they break up, when they get divorced, it's like the end of the world. And she's like, it was the worst moment of my, it was the worst part of my life. And then you see her, like, slapping him, and you're like, oh.
I do love the interview that she said that she's loved all the men she's been with, but none of them were capable of giving her back the love that she was giving. And that was the problem. She's like, I don't think I'm unlovable. I just don't think they were capable.
There you go.
And you know
good
what?
Therapist.
And that's a good way to look at it. And I believe it. I think people do struggle with like giving back. Oh my God. No, I'm going to put
they,
a pin
like,
in this.
What?
There was an interview and somebody was saying that she was getting breadcrumbs when she was putting out a feast. It was a pretty good metaphor, but it was powerful. She was like, I was only getting breadcrumbs. Okay.
And I was giving Thanksgiving.
And honey, the yams were served, okay?
Oh my God,
you're giving me Hansel and Gretel crumbs.
So funny. Yeah. All right. I mean, sexiest man alive is, what's his name?
Jonathan
Bailey.
Yes.
From Wicked. He's so cute. He was so good in that movie. I don't know if he's gay or straight. I think he's gay, right?
I think I saw there was a headline. He's the first openly gay sexiest man for people.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. He's so hot. I'm glad he got it.
I mean, seriously.
Check that one off the list, you know? Fiero. Wait, real quick. This ties back into what we were talking about earlier. But speaking of Fiero, the hot Fiero on Broadway. Fiero is always hot. It doesn't, you know, that's the role of Wicked, the man, the hot man.
Yes.
And Fiero on Broadway, did you see that story? He ran the marathon and then did two shows.
After the marathon?
Mm-hmm.
Are you insane?
He was on Good Morning America, and I watched the interview, and he's so cute, too. You have to look up, just Google after, like, Fiero Marathon. He said when he was training, he would do his longer runs on two show days, so he knew, like, he could do it. He said he was a half hour behind, so, like, after the finish line, he, like, kissed his wife, and then he, like, went to the theater and did two shows. And, like, that's not just two shows where you have to, like, sing, like, you have to dance. Like, he does dancing through life. He's Fiero.
That's the craziest thing ever. That's an ultra marathon.
That man's not human.
People are exhausted after one Broadway show performing. You just telling me you ran 26 miles and now you're honestly do
26
less.
26 miles and then went and did a 2 p.m. matinee and then a 7 p.m. show.
Okay. Well, and what is his wife doing? I hope she's an overachiever too. Because if I've just been sitting there like, okay, I'll see you at home. I'll make dinner.
I don't know, but I like stalked him after and I was like, of course he's like got the perfect life and the perfect wife and the perfect, you know, like
course.
Overachiever. You know, fuck that guy. Exactly.
Just honestly, forget it. Okay. Do less. No, but that's really cool. And that's sick of you. Listen, we did plan because Anna was right. I watched the Kardashians. I watched episode 1 and 2. And you know what? They are really bringing it. I was entertained. I was cackling. I took notes for Anna. And I told her, I was like, we got to do recaps. So we're doing recaps of the first episode and second episode. And then we'll be doing piece per episode for the next following But we gotta recap because Kris Jenner is killing me in a good way.
Killing everyone. She's 70 years old today.
Happy birthday, Kris.
Feels good.
You know, you're as young as you feel, and I think you feel how old?
40.
And with a face like that?
I feel 40. Yeah.
Absolutely. What a
Kris crying, too.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, they were saying goodbye to El Dorado Meadows.
Whatever that is. Yeah.
Whatever the hell that is. I love the whole El Dorado of it all. All right. Live you, love them, guys. Love you, Anna.
Love you, too. See you guys next time. Bye.